Hey everybody, welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment reveals the secrets and systems world-class founders use to master their business, their brain, and their body. Today, it's Idea Lab time, and we are going to talk about one of the greatest Twitter threads ever created. Today, we talk about Naval Ravikant and his How to Get Rich Without Getting Lucky tweet storm, which prompted podcasts, and it even prompted a book. So we're going to dive into that in 2 minutes. But first, quick thank you to my partners.
Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather. Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com.
If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my Iconic offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Iconic offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Iconic offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team, no catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Iconic offices. Now, on with today's episode. So Naval Ravikant is an entrepreneur and founder of AngelList. He's also a really, really successful angel investor, hence the name AngelList. And it's fair to say he's a modern-day philosopher. That's a very wishy-washy description of someone, but in reality, he's the real deal. He's a practitioner and a philosopher. This 31-tweet storm took the world by storm and prompted the book, The Naval Ravikant Almanac, which I highly recommend. I'm going to blitz through this 31-tweet storm for you and give you the highlights, give you my feedback. This was prompted to me again by someone who said that they listen to this every single year, and it prompted me to go back and listen to it again. It's incredibly valuable. What you can do is, when you finish listening to this, go to YouTube and search for this, and you'll find a 3-hour podcast by Naval on this. I'm going to give you this whole thing in under 10 minutes. Tweet number one: seek wealth, not money or status. Wealth is having assets that earn while you sleep. Money is how we transfer time and wealth. Status is your place in the social hierarchy. Number these tweets tie together, so I'll link them together and then give a comment. Tweet two: understand that ethical wealth creation is possible. If you secretly despise wealth, it will elude you. Three: ignore people playing status games. They gain status by attacking people playing wealth creation games. Those three tweets tied together, incredibly insightful. A lot of people seek status and try to get rich. Doesn't talk about getting rich. Despite the Twitter thread being called How to Get Rich, he talks about how to get wealthy and differences within that, mainly about time. How to use your time, how to use that to buy more time. Tweet four: you're not going to get rich renting out your time. You must own equity, a piece of a business, to gain financial freedom. Every entrepreneur knows this, but in our core, we need to be reminded of this all the time. We always slip back into the habit of not knowing what our time is worth. I say this to entrepreneurs all the time. What is the euro amount value of your hour? You would be shocked how many entrepreneurs do not know this. Number five: you will get rich by giving society what it wants, but does not yet know how to get it at scale. Number six: pick an industry where you can play long-term games with long-term people. This is huge, especially as you go through your career. You'll suddenly start to realize there's a lot of spoofers, there's a lot of chancers, there's a lot of people who just hype, go on the next hype train, get on the next bandwagon. You need to avoid those people like the absolute plague. They will damage you and they will damage your reputation. The only thing that really matters to you in business as you go through it is your reputation. It takes a lifetime to earn, a second to destroy. So be careful about who you play your games with. Number seven: the internet has massively broadened the possible space of careers. Most people haven't figured this out yet. this is huge, and I believe this to my core. This was back in 2018 when he sent this out, so this is pre-COVID. I think post-COVID, we recognize this even more. Remote work and hybrid work now means you can do pretty much anything from anywhere. Do not underestimate how important a change that has been. I just recorded a podcast this morning with Dr. Dale Whelan. He runs the four-day work week and how that's gaining momentum. Number 8, play iterated games. All returns in life, whether in wealth, relationships, or knowledge, come from compound interest. If you've listened to any of my podcasts, you'll know the compound interest is one of my obsessions, and doing things consistently well. My goal is to be consistently good, not occasionally great. Number 9, pick business partners with high intelligence, energy, and above all, integrity. You should always know what your principles are. You should always know what the principles you look for in other people. So Naval looks for high intelligence, energy, and above all, integrity. Number 10, don't partner with cynics and pessimists. Their beliefs are self-fulfilling. 1,000% on the money with this one. My ethos is avoid people who have the problem for everything and the solution to nothing. You'll be surprised how many people in the world think like that. Number 11, learn to sell, learn to build. If you can do both, you will be unstoppable. Sales is a dirty word in a lot of people's heads. They get nervous when you talk about sales with them. So this is huge. Learn to build. So learn to build something of value and then learn how to sell it. It's often as simple as that. It really doesn't need to be more complicated. So what does your business do? What do you build? How do you sell it? So who are your customers and where are they? Number 12, arm yourself with specific knowledge, accountability, and leverage. Number 13, specific knowledge is knowledge that you cannot be trained for. If society can train you, it can train someone else and replace you. Number 14, specific knowledge is found by pursuing your genuine curiosity and passion rather than whatever is hot right now. Number 15, building specific knowledge will feel like play to you, but will look like work to others. 16, when specific knowledge is taught, it's through apprenticeships, not schools. That's a really, really, really key point. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Number 17, specific knowledge is often highly technical or creative. It can't be outsourced or automated. Tweets 13 to 17 are immensely powerful. He talks about specific knowledge. In the world where knowledge is now commonplace, knowledge is now not valued because at the end of your fingertips is your phone. And in your phone is every piece of information ever created in the world within seconds. So it's not knowledge is what's valuable anymore. It's specific knowledge. And if you can combine your specific knowledge with your career experiences, with your life experiences, and layer on empathy and authority and integrity, you will literally be unstoppable. Number 18, embrace accountability and take business risks under your own name. Society will reward you with responsibility, equity, and leverage. The most accountable people have singular, public, and risky brands. Oprah, Trump, Kanye, Elon. Accountability is huge. That's why we're doing our accountability challenge on the Entrepreneur Experiment. We're doing a challenge for all of April where we're going to hold each other accountable. I think accountability is a superpower if used correctly. It's not enough just to hold yourself accountable. You must have a system of having people who can hold you accountable within your community. Number 20, give me a lever long enough and a place to stand and I will move the earth, Archimedes. Obviously a quote. And then number 21, leading on from that, fortunes require leverage. Business leverage comes from capital, people, and products with no marginal cost replication, in brackets, code and media. This is why I love doing this podcast. I can record this podcast once. You can listen to it 1 time, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000,000 times. It requires no more input from me, no more work, and no more cost. So I record this once and it can be listened to 1,000,000 times. And the cost to me is the same. My time to put it together and then the distribution cost of just setting it live. Everything apart from that is all bonus. So look for business models that require no marginal cost of replication. Number 22, capital means money. To raise money, apply your specific knowledge with accountability and show resulting good judgment. You'll see this a lot on Dragon's Den, or if you've been an investor, you look at the person's track record. What have you done? Don't tell me what you're going to do. What have you done? How do I know what you've... A good indicator of what you're going to do is what you've done already. Number 23, labor means people working for you. It's the oldest and most fought over form of leverage. Labor leverage will impress your parents, but don't waste your life chasing it. 24, capital and labor are permissioned leverage. Everyone is chasing capital, but someone has to give it to you. Everyone is trying to lead, but someone has to follow you. Number 25, code and media are permissionless leverage. They're the leverage behind the newly rich. You can create software and media that works for you while you sleep. 26, an army of robots is freely available. It's just packed in data centers for heat and space efficiency. Use it. To touch back on tweet 24 and 23, labor leverage. How many jobs are you going to create? How many people work for you? They're the questions people ask. And instead, people should be asking, what are your margins? What are your costs? What are your costs compared to your sales? They're old ways of measuring a company. Oh, they've 200 people employed. That means absolutely nothing in the modern world. In the old world, that meant everything. If you have a factory, if 200 people employed there, that means you're producing a high output of goods. Whereas today, that labor does not equate to output. So we keep measuring ourselves in terms of labor, but that is an old metric. Get rid of it. 27, if you can't code, write books and blogs. Record videos and podcasts. I can't code, so hence you're listening to me talking on a podcast. Number 28, leverage is a force multiplier for your judgment. 29, judgment requires experience, but can be built faster by learning foundational skills. Judgment is a huge factor, and we often rename it intuition. How did you know what to do? I just did. And a lot of that comes from pattern recognition. The only way you get pattern recognition is through experience. The only way you get experience is by getting going. A lot of this comes down to the fact that you just need to start. Your business will very rarely resemble what it looks like at the end as it did at the start. All these skills come through getting started. Number 30, there is no skill called business. Avoid business magazines and business classes. Not entirely sure I agree with that. I think there's a fundamental foundation you need. You can learn a lot of things through experience, but there are certain fundamental business skills I do believe you need. Finance is especially one of those. Law, also one of those. Company formation, simple things like that. I do think he is incorrect with that one. Number 31, study microeconomics, game theory, psychology, persuasion, ethics, mathematics, and computers. All the things I was useless at school, but that's beside the point. 32, reading is faster than listening. Doing is faster than watching. I love that one. 33, you should be too busy to do coffee while keeping an uncluttered calendar. This is a big one, and this is a big reason why I do the podcast. I like to meet high-performing, exceptional people. They do not have time to do coffee and let a stranger pick their brain with no outcome and with no point. Think about this before you outreach to the next person you want to talk to. What is your specific ask? What are you looking for them to do? What are you looking for to do for them? Do not message a busy person with a vague request. It will generally meet with a no. Number 34, set and enforce an aspirational personal hourly rate. If fixing a problem will save less than your hourly rate, ignore it. If outsourcing a task will cost less than your hourly rate, outsource it. This is a huge one. This comes, I think, way back from Tim Ferriss back in the day with the 4-hour work week. This is a simple no-brainer. I talked about this earlier, about how much is your time worth. As an entrepreneur, you must know this. This is simple 101 basics. If you do not know how much your time is worth, you literally are wasting time. And that is the most valuable resource. Time is the only thing you own. You own nothing else. When you break it down, I don't mean to get too deeply psychological here, but when you break it down, you own nothing. You rent everything. Everything is temporary. All material possessions you have is temporary. You rent it, or you've bought it and you'll need to get rid of it at some stage. The only thing you really own is time. Set an hourly rate on that time, and then it'll give you immense freedom. Number 35, work as hard as you can. Even though who you work with and what you work on are more important than how hard you work. So he's saying, work as hard as you can, but don't lose sight of what you're working on and who you're working on it with. 36, become the best in the world at what you do. Keep redefining what you do until this is true. This is seems like a lofty goal, but is there a subset of what you do that you can become the best in the world at? Because if you don't have lofty goals, well then you'll settle for low ones. And why bother? Number 37, there are no get-rich-quick schemes. That's just someone else's get-rich-quick scheme off you. Number 38, apply specific knowledge with leverage, and eventually you'll get what you deserve. Number 39, and finally, when you're finally wealthy, you'll realize that it wasn't what you were seeking in the first place. But that's for another day. Deep, Naval, deep. That is one of the best Twitter threads, and it prompts then the 3-hour pod. I would go and listen to that right now. That's just a quick summary of what it is. It touches on a lot of the topics that we've talked about here in the podcast repeatedly. You must leverage what's available to you. You must have a holistic view. This is why the whole podcast is now geared towards the business, the brain, and the body. You need to have a holistic view about business, and you need to have a goal. You need to know where you're going, how you're going to get there, and who you're going to get there with. That is the end of the Idea Lab for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Wherever you're listening, whether it's on Spotify or Apple, click subscribe. Give us a review if you've got a spare 2 minutes. Go and join my email newsletter that goes out every single week. Go to MrGaryFox.com and you'll get that for free every single week. Over 1,000 CEOs, entrepreneurs and leaders are now in the community, so why not join them? I will see you back here on Thursday for another brand new interview. Have a great week.